AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A funeral will be held today for Walter Scott, a black motorist shot and killed by a white North Charleston, South Carolina police officer. Tony Winton has more.
Ronald Smith plans to remember his friend Walter Scott today.
He still should be here. He was a great friend to me.
They both worked at the same large warehouse where Scott drove a forklift.
I miss him so much, man.
Smith says Scott, who once served in the Coast Guard, had just gotten a permanent job and was looking forward to getting married.
He's a stand-up kind of guy, man.
Police are planning a full escort for the funeral procession. Tony Winton, Charleston, South Carolina.
10 San Bernardino County, California sheriff's deputies have been placed on paid leave after news video recorded by some of the deputies kicking and punching a suspect who led them on a 2.5-hour chase and included a car and a stolen horse. Jim Terrell, the attorney for Francis Pusak, tells KABC-TV his girlfriend is shocked and worried.
This is as bad, if not worse, than what they did to Rodney King. This was terrible. It kept going and going and going. She's worried, is he have brain damage? Is he conscious? What's going on?
Pusak has pleaded no contest to several criminal charges in the past, including multiple instances of resisting arrest, attempted robbery, and animal cruelty. He also threatened to kill the sheriff's deputy in a previous call to his home. President Obama, during a forum on civil society at the Summit of the Americas, says improved relations between the U.S. and Cuba will help both countries.
We hope it'll create an environment that improves the lives of the Cuban people. Not because it's imposed by us, the United States, but through the talent and ingenuity and aspirations and the conversation among Cubans.
A Cuban delegation to the forum walked out before Obama's speech because two of the 15 Latin American activists at the gathering were Cubans who had criticized the Castro government. This is AP Radio News. A procession of declared or just about declared GOP presidential candidates hit the NRA convention in Nashville. Targets for most of the hopefuls, President Obama's administration, and the most likely Democratic candidate. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
We got a president, people like Hillary Clinton, who seem to think that you measure success in government by how many people are dependent on the government. I think we should measure success by just the opposite, by how many people are no longer dependent on the government.
Others addressing the NRA included Senators Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, as well as former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Former First Lady, former Senator, former Secretary of State is expected to announce online tomorrow her latest bid for the White House. People familiar with Clinton's plans say she will post a video online, then make campaign appearances amid small groups of supporters in key primary and caucus states. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.